This episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast is brought to you by Freshly. Join almost 1.5 million satisfied customers and skip the shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/creed. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of a bunch of books, The Accidental Creative, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and the book Herding Tigers, which is about how to lead creative teams effectively. Here on the show, we talk about you, your creative process, and how to be prolific, brilliant, and healthy in life and in work. One of the things that determines how healthy a culture is, and by the way, when I talk about a culture, I'm not just talking about, you know, the workplace that we physically go to. Your culture is also how you interact with one another as we're all working remotely. Expectations we have of one another, how those expectations are honored or dishonored, how we communicate with one another, how guidelines are set, how projects are allocated. All of these things are part of the culture. And one of the things that dictates culture more than anything else is how we give feedback to one another, especially right now, because listen, we're all doing our work kind of in isolation. Yeah, we're connected virtually. But many of us are not doing our work in the same place. We're not swimming in the same ethos that we were just a handful of months ago. Now we have to be much more intentional about process. Feedback is a critical part of process. So on today's show, I want to talk about a couple of principles for giving effective feedback if you're managing a team, or frankly, if you're working with a client, if you're working with a peer on a project. How do we give meaningful feedback about creative work? Because creative work is often subjective, right? Often we know great work when we see it, but it's difficult to communicate what makes it great work. So today we're going to talk about that and a couple of really practical, tactical principles for giving great feedback. Before we dive in, a couple of things. First of all, in September, we're doing a series of live workshops called Creative Leader Roundtable. You can find out more at creativeleaderroundtable.com. 3 90-minute workshops where I'm going to be walking you through some of the principles of leadership. They're going to morph and change based upon each session. So depending on what the conversation looks like in that session, we're going to change from session to session. There are going to be all kinds of pieces of media that I'm going to create in between the sessions where I answer questions directly. And there's a community you can join where you can connect with your fellow leaders. So if you want to learn more, just go to creativeleaderroundtable.com. Again, that kicks off on September 15th. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Freshly. So if you're like me, you probably think that eating better means hours of recipe research, multiple trips to the grocery store, and hours of monotonous meal prep. But then I met Freshly. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple because let's be honest here, if it's not easy, I'm not going to do it. I'm too busy. I'm not going to eat healthy if it's not easy for me to do. And if it doesn't taste good, I don't want it. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Put your feet up and relax. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. Imagine better for you golden oven fried chicken, creamy springtime risotto, and fall apart tender beef brisket. That's just a few of the 30 plus health conscious options that you can choose from. Our family loves Freshly. Their meals are delicious. They're so convenient. They're so easy. Even our kids love the meals, and you're going to love them too. So join almost 1.5 million satisfied customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off for their first two orders at freshly.com/creative. Again, that's $40 off your first two orders at freshly.com/creative. That's freshly.com/creative. We thank Freshly for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, so how do you give feedback to someone else? You're working on a project, someone brings an idea or maybe an execution of an idea, and you're looking at it and you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, this is not going to work. I know this isn't going to work. We have to do some more iteration to get this to where it needs to be. How do you give feedback to that person? And often, and I'm sure you've been in these meetings before as well, I will hear things like, that's not working. What if we blank? And immediately, whoever is giving the feedback starts offering ideas to counter the idea that was just presented. Now, I know we're all professionals. I know we're all trying to get to the best idea. We're trying to get to the right place. But that is not an effective way to move forward together. Instead of batting things back and forth across the net, there's a much more productive way that actually preserves relationship and enables conversation, a collaborative conversation about that iterative process, rather than just, you know, sort of one person saying, well, do this, go try this. When you say, go try this, the other person may or may not be bought in completely to that idea. So how do you give feedback? Three simple principles for doing so. The first thing is you must honor the process. And this is important, especially if you're leading a team of people. If you are the team leader, the team manager, it's important that you honor the process of the person who is doing the work. And what this means is that you have to recognize there has been a lot of effort. There have been maybe even weeks involved in getting to the point where this idea is ready to be presented. And when you come in and you judge the final 1% of that process by saying, that doesn't work for me. Can you do this? Can you do that instead? Why don't you try this? You're not recognizing all of the effort and the thought and the process that went into that. You have to honor the process. So rather than looking at something and reacting, I encourage you to use language like, hey, I see what you're doing here. I see what you're trying to do with this approach that you're taking. So let's talk through your thought process. What got you to this point? Oh, I like how you're thinking about this aspect of the project. Oh, I recognize that you spent a lot of time working on this. Help me understand this thing that you worked on. Okay. So what you're doing is you're engaging in a conversation about how the project got to where it is, rather than making assumptions about what the person was thinking or making assumptions about their process. Instead, what you're doing is you're giving them an opportunity to explain the rationale behind what they're presenting to you. The rationale might be solid, and that can give you a jumping off point to be able to say, well, what if we use that same rationale, that same process that you followed, but instead of this execution, what if we tried a different execution, right? So this is the first step toward that conversation, is to honor the process. Please make sure that you don't come in and give snap feedback, snap judgment about something that someone has been working on for days or weeks without first stepping back to honor the amount of effort and time and thought that went into that execution. And listen, yes, we're all grownups. We can take it, but we're not just talking about taking it. We're not just talking about the practical nature of getting things done. We're talking about preserving the team culture, honoring people, and helping them get better at what they do as well in the process. All right, so that's the first thing I encourage you to do, is to honor the process and help them see that you see them. You see the effort they put into it. Creative people, highly talented people, and your peers on your team need to know that you see them, that you recognize the effort they put in, you recognize their thought process, that you see that they have spent a lot of energy trying to get this to a good place. They need to see that. So that's the first step, is honor the process. The second step is to ask questions. Don't give edicts, ask questions. Hey, I noticed that you did this particular thing. Why did you choose to do that? Help me understand your thought process behind that decision. Hey, I noticed that you moved the logo in this design to a different position. Why did you choose to do that? Hey, I noticed that you tried a slightly different approach to the copy on this thing that we did. What made you choose to use a different word here, or a different way of phrasing this, or whatever it is? Help me understand why you chose to do that. Okay. Instead of just saying, that doesn't work, this isn't helpful, help me understand why you chose to do this particular thing that I happen to not like, right? Don't say that. I don't like this choice that you made, but say, help me understand why you chose that. Okay, so that's the second part of this, is you need to ask a lot of questions. Don't just give responses. Don't just give your opinion. Ask a lot of questions to help people articulate their thought process and the specific decisions that they made along the way. All right. And then the third thing, and this is very important, is allow them to help redirect the project in a meaningful way. Instead of offering edicts saying, okay, I don't like this, go do this, help them arrive at the solution. So reiterate to them the problem we're trying to solve. Voice your concerns. Hey, I understand your rationale. I think that was very good thinking. I think that the way that you got there is solid, but I don't think this perfectly solves the problem that we're trying to solve. So let's talk about how we might be able to solve that problem differently. What do you think we could do differently to shift the execution a little bit so that it more perfectly solves the problem we're trying to solve? What you're doing in that instance is you're getting buy-in from them to the solution. Instead of telling them what to do, which basically feels like a rejection of their process and their ideas. And again, we're all pros. We need to get over that. That's fine. But we're trying to build culture here, right? So instead of just issuing an edict saying, well, go do this instead, or try to do this instead of controlling the outcome, what we're doing instead is we're saying, hey, let's come to a solution together that might better solve the problem. So how do you think we might be able to get to this better solution? How do you think we might be able to better solve this problem? And by doing this, what you're essentially putting two minds against the problem, you're bringing different perspectives to the table, and you're going to have more buy-in from the other person because they are a part of coming to that next iteration rather than just being told what to do. That's not working for me. Not helpful. How do you think we might be able to better solve the problem given the concerns that I've expressed about where we are right now? Now, all of this takes time, and I know it's annoying. I know that we have things to do. We're very busy. But when we short circuit the process, we essentially give people permission to check out. Okay, you're just going to tell me what to do. That's fine. I'll go execute your idea. And they're not really bought in. They're not really going to own the idea. They're not really going to bring their best effort to the project. So when you give feedback, make it a learning opportunity, both for you and for the person that you're giving feedback to. Ask a lot of questions, allow them to talk about their process, make sure that you are not controlling the work, but instead you're influencing the work by helping them arrive at a better solution in conversation with you rather than just telling them what to do. The most important part of all of this is that you honor the process, because yes, there may be flaws in their thinking, flaws in their process. Maybe they don't have the experience to be able to synthesize things, to be able to see things, the patterns, the way that you can. They don't understand the problem and the nuances of the problem the way that you do. So you have to help them do that. And the way you do that is by engaging them in conversation, not by telling them what to do. If you teach them tactics, they will replicate those tactics, but tactics need to change over time as the circumstances change. If you don't teach them how to think about the problem, if you only teach them tactics, they won't ever be able to bring you value that you couldn't have thought of yourself. And that's not going to work for you. It's not going to work if you're collaborating with people, and it's not going to work if you're leading people, certainly. Okay, so those are the three steps. Number one, honor the process. Number two, make sure you're asking lots of questions about how they arrived at where they are. And number three, invite them to help you redirect the execution so that it better solves the problem. Hey, would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. interact@accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.